Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
David Gately is back with us in his regular Monday spot here on Sky Sports Radio. Good afternoon, Gator.
Morning, Hoss. How are you going?
Very well, mate. I know you went through a lot of this with our punters post-mortem, and people can podcast that. That's easy enough for you to say, but they can podcast that. But looking at highlights, mate, what was the standout? Was it the inevitable?
Yeah, look, I think he was the run of the day and the win of the day. A terrific individual effort. I mean, you just don't see horses do what he did too often. He got a long way back. He made a long, sustained run, you know, wide with no real card into the race. And he still ran pretty quick time. You know, he thrashed a horse like Deprive, who was coming off a win in Sydney over good horses like Trope, Cascadian, those sort of gallopers. So a lot of merit to the eye, a fabulous win, and certainly backed up on the clock with good time relative to the class. There's a couple of lengths above the class average on his overall time, and a great display of sustained speed, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Scotty Brunton wants to do. I mean, he's $15 in a Golden Eagle behind Arcadia Queen, Classique Legend, Brutal, very elegant Circus Maximus, who won overnight in Europe. Grappers in that market. So, you know, it's, I guess, how they rate him in a race like the Eagle.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, there's going to be nowhere to hide in a race like that due to that sort of prize money. And those names you mentioned are absolute elite. You know, and this guy, he still has to probably keep improving, and he's also got to sustain a campaign. He's not a big horse. You know, he certainly felt the run on Saturday by all reports, so, you know, these runs are taking a bit out of him. So whether or not he can still be up and flying, you know, in another 6 weeks or so, is a great query. What he does have is a lot of talent. He has upside, and he's certainly got a seat at the table in those names you've mentioned.
Mate, on Saturday morning with you and Mark Hutter, you gave good discussion about Silent Roar, who got the money in that mile race at the Valley.
Yeah, I thought she was the one over the odds. They were at $12, $13 at the time when we spoke to your listeners there. What she is a very good second up mare, and I thought they'd been more positive on Saturday than they were, and she had the right run and won well. Now, if you backed her at the $13, well done. But I think you're a bit lucky, because I think Juniper was a good thing beaten in the race after being held up at such a key stage. Really, it was only clear with 100 to go. This race rated really highly. It was a strong speed set up by those leaders. They led actually quicker than the Group 2 fee, and the overall time was quite good as well relative to the class, near 2 lengths above average. So probably a race we can trust going forward.
Another race that you didn't give a lot of mention to this morning. You went through all the features, but what about the win of Accelerates? We saw Sassy Salatage ran pretty good again, but what do you think of Accelerates going forward, considering it now wins that race at 1,200?
Yeah, look, it was a good solid win. I think when I first watched it, I thought, oh, you know, it's best for her to win by, you know, be a bit more dominant. But you go back and look at the times, and she's up dueling with the leaders early, which isn't really her go. And those leaders were running along. I mean, 35-2-3 first 600. So they were 5.4 lengths above class average early. In fact, they were ran quicker first 600 than the Tavistan race, you know, some half an hour later. So her effort to absorb that pressure, then take a hit and still win, you know, by a decisive margin, 0.7 of a length, I think had a lot more merit than what you saw to the eye, if you know what I mean. Sassy Salatage measured up well, had the right run, and she finished off quite well. But she also had a weight advantage on Accelerate. I think she could probably beat her in a race. Good return from St. Edward's Crown, who came really wide and rushed home. She was actually race fastest that last 200 and 400. So a lot to like about her return. But winner can certainly be competitive in those good races. But another test for her is going to come with the likes of Flint and those sort of girls that are chasing Libertini, aren't they?
Understand. All right, there's more on the Punters Postmortem podcast. David goes through lots of other feature racing at the Valley. Thanks for your time, Gator.
Been a pleasure, mate.